Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Time for news from the NASP video at 81.057 The Fan here on this Monday. Bob Haven, Serato, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Kyle Van Noy, Ravens Pro Bowl linebacker, was on NFL Live last week, NFL Network, talking about various subjects relating to his team, Ravens Super Bowl or bust. And here's Kyle Van Noy talking about Lamar Jackson, always putting them in a position to win something big.
And I think he has shown that. I mean, you go back all the way to last year where you look at the first game of the season against the Chiefs where he did have just a toe away. And then you go back to the game that we ended up losing, Buffalo. He had two mistakes early, but then in the second half, he was flawless. He even gave us a chance at the end with the two-point play that didn't go our way, but he put us in a position. So I truly believe he's getting there.
Yeah, I would think if you're a defensive player, you probably enjoy watching Lamar out there. And it's like, I'm glad I don't have to chase him around. But I agree with Kyle. I think he's still getting better. And I think there's still another level that he can get to. And that'll be kind of scary. And I think it comes in the passing game. That's where I see this next level, him just being much more efficient in the pass game, and him just understanding offense that much more, you know, making more checks, or, you know, making, you know, the audibles and getting the ball out quicker and stuff. So, yeah, I think Lamar is still got a lot to go.
He was talking mainly about postseason performances, though, and he does have a losing record in the playoffs. All of it does not fall on him by any stretch of the imagination, but he hasn't had that epic playoff moment yet.
He's had like a half.
Yeah,
it's not
he's
been
had
a whole
bits
game.
And pieces.
Right. Yeah, he has not had that dominant game where it's like, yep, that was it. That was a first for Lamar where he dominated all four quarters.
And he mentioned Kyle Van Noy didn't play well in the first half. Lamar didn't.
Yep.
But put them in a position to possibly pull the game out. Unfortunately, miscues did the Ravens in. But if he puts four quarters together, Lamar, by the way, 3-5 in his playoff career, then who knows? But then you got to start stacking week after week after week to accomplish these things. Second half of against Houston in 23, after a slow first half, he was brilliant in that game. Then Kansas City, maybe his knee hurt, maybe it didn't, who really knows. He didn't play well in that game. Well, the offense didn't play well in general. I mean, the one thing you remember about that, aside from Tucker getting thrown out of his own end zone by Mahomes and Travis Kelce, was, you know, Bateman wide open down the sideline, and Lamar throws in a triple coverage and threw a pick in the end zone.
Yeah, and those are the plays that he needs to make. And this year, what they need to be is, you know, like, what, 2 years ago, Bob, when they win, like, 11 in a row or whatever, and then you just got to carry that into the playoffs and play your best football in the playoffs. I mean, that's the thing that Lamar needs. And you want to be, you know, better than Mahomes right now? Go do that. Have your awesome MVP year, and then just in the playoffs, be better than you were during the regular season. That, you know, when it's time, because Bob, what were we just saying, you know, in the whip around, I was saying the stars need to show up in a bit, like Ovi needs to show up in these big games. And that's the thing with Lamar. He needs to show up, and he needs to be the reason they win, not part of the reason why they lost.
And here's Kyle Van Noy talking about Lamar maybe getting better in 2025 after a brilliant 2024.
Well, I always tell people he isn't lying when he says he doesn't sprint in real games. For whatever reason, in practice, he likes to point at you as he's running by, like, you can't touch me, but we really can't because he's that fast. But he does a phenomenal job, and I think the biggest thing that I always challenge Lamar every time, you know, I get a chance to talk with him is taking that next step. And he's already on another level, but just continue that growth of what he's doing, the path that he's on. He is on another level right now playing the quarterback position, but I also think he can take it up a notch, and it's scary because he wants to. His path to continue to get better each and every game, as well as the week, the preparation that he has. I'm excited, and I'm grateful that I'm his teammate.
I think absolutely he could take it to another level. And, Bob, when I'm out at practice and stuff, you see him. He'll be pointing to people when he's running by and stuff. He'll be pointing at them. No, you couldn't have got me. You know, that kind of stuff. But I do. I think in the running game, you know, I don't know that the strides that he'll make, I think it'll all be passing game. You know, and if he goes up over 4,000 yards and, you know, the touchdown passes and stuff, I thought he was at a hell of a rhythm, you know, last year. Especially because when you look at, you know, the type of relationship – now he's tight with Bateman, tight with Zay. You know, he's tight with his all the tight ends, Henry. And, you know, so, I mean, he's got weapons, and they're all back. That's the thing. Everybody's back, and it should just, you know, like with the offense with Todd, okay, you know, we've got our base now, and we can add. What else can we add to help Lamar?
58-80-105-7 The Fan. It's the news from the nest here on this Monday. Here's Kyle Van Noy talking about Ravens draft class of 25, possibly getting them over that playoff hump that has been so tough for them last couple of years.
The next step is get to that last game and eventually win that last game. But really, I think what they did in the draft was really, really good. EDC, he's one of the best in the NFL at being a GM. I think getting Malachi Starks, compliment Kyle Hamilton on the back end, as well as Adarius Washington. Yeah. You also have Mike Green, led the NCAA in sacks last year with 17 and a half. An amazing talent he is. Fell all the way to the second round where we picked him up. We didn't have any glaring needs, so being able to draft those guys to develop them, be around other good players within the Ravens defense. And then Zach Orr, that second year for him, yeah, being comfortable as the DC.
Yeah, I think he makes good points with all of them. Although I do think, you know, they'll have their roles. I think they'll have large roles, you know, the Malachi Starks and Mike Green. I think they'll be big roles there. But makes a good point with Zach Orr, you know, from year one to year two. He, you know, just like a player, you want to see him make great strides from year one to year two. I think Zach Orr, just with being comfortable, you know, and how about, you know, probably much more confident going into this year because he knows. You know, and I think having Chuck Pagano there the whole time, I think, is going to be big. He's there from, you know, from day one, you know, the whole off season and stuff. So I think that'll help Zach a lot, too.